The moon has risen, hearts are bright. It has come with joy and light. But deeper still, beyond delight, is meaning youth must hold tight. Deep reflections.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Eid Reflections. Alhamdulillah, this is the moment and time where we reflect over the lessons that we have learned during this beautiful month of Dhul-Hijjah from a Quranic perspective, from the history of Islam, and from the life and the biography of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Together with that, from the mother of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Sayyidina Hajra radiyallahu ta'ala anha as well. Their love, their devotion, their faith, subhanallah, it was unwavering. And we shall discuss those accounts, inshallah, as we go along today's episode and program. Let's, inshallah, begin with the recitation of Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this regard, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marratin lam yamut hatta yara maq'adahu min al-jannah. That the one who sends salat upon me 1,000 times in a day will not die until he sees his place in paradise. Subhanallah. Let's inshallah recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. If he was on one occasion, the beloved Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, he saw a dead man lying on the seashore. When he was submerged in water, fish would eat away at his body. And when the tide pushed him to the land, the creatures of the jungle would do the same, would eat from his body and flesh. When the jungle creatures left, birds began to eat him instead. Seeing all of this, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam became interested in seeing how the dead will be resurrected. And he requested, Wallah, I have no doubt that you will bring the dead back to life. And you will gather the remains of people from the stomachs of the sea creatures, birds and beasts of the jungle. But I yearn to witness unique spectacle for myself. Allah Azza wa Jal said, Why? Do you not have certainty upon this? Allah Almighty, who is Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, He is all-knowing. He is perfectly knowledgeable regarding the complete faith and unshakable certainty possessed by Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam. The asking of this question by Allah Azza wa Jal does not cast doubt on Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam at all. The reason this was asked, so the listener becomes aware of the question's purpose and implication. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam humbly replied, Why would I not have certainty? However, I wish to see this with my own eyes so my heart can attain peace. Due to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam having the title of Khalil, the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, this meaning would become that from these signs, my heart would be at ease knowing that you made me your Khalil. Allah Almighty mentions this incident in the Holy Quran, and Allah Azza wa Jal states, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّي أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. And when Ibrahim alayhi salam submitted, O my Lord, show me how you will revive the dead. He, Allah Azza wa Jal, said, Do you not believe? Ibrahim alayhi salam submitted, Why not? But I wish to put my heart at ease. Subhanallah. Upon the request of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal commanded him to take 4 birds and make them accustomed to him, get them used to him. And when they get accustomed to him, he was then commanded to slaughter them, mix their meat together, mince it together, and place this mixture at the peaks of different mountains and call out to them. He was also informed that each one will return to him in their original form and appearance, and they will be alive and well. Subhanallah. As per the order of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam acquired 4 different birds for this purpose. According to one statement, these were peacock, a chicken, a pigeon, and a crow. These 4 birds Ibrahim alayhi salam took and he slaughtered them, removed their feathers and mixed their flesh together. All 4 birds' flesh, he mixed them together. He placed a portion of this mixture on various different mountains, keeping their heads with himself. He then called the birds towards him, and as soon as he called out to them, the organs and body parts of the birds began to fly back together, combining until they were whole. Once their bodies had become formed as per their original state, they ran towards Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to join with the heads, and they became identical what they originally were, these 4 birds. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this incident in the Holy Quran, and he says, قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا ثُمَّ دُعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا. Allah Azza wa Jal said, well, take 4 birds and familiarize them to yourself. Then, after slaughtering them, place a part of each of them on separate mountains. Then call them. They will come running to you on their feet. Subhanallah. From this event, we can deduce that Allah Azza wa Jal accepts the supplication of the noble prophets of Allah. And the dead can be brought back to life by means of their prayers. We also come to know that just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of creating something from nothing, He is also capable of bringing the dead back to life. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the beloved messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is amongst the highest of messengers. In line with this fact, in today's topic and discussion, we are going to learn events in the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam like this. Like I have mentioned to you, and the parable of 4 birds, where subhanallah, this is a true reflection of faith and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his faith was so deep that he never had any doubt that these birds, they will be resurrected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just wanted to see with his own eyes, alhamdulillah. And subhanallah, the faith and devotion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, as we will learn further, as to how devoted he was and how deep-rooted his faith was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His blessed name was Ibrahim bin Tarikh. He, alayhi salam, was so hospitable towards his guests that he became popular with the appellation and with the title and the kunya of Abu Dhaifan, meaning the one who is hospitable and generous towards his guests. Once Malakul Maut, he arrived at his house and he was gone out. And when he returned, he saw Malakul Maut in his house. And he asked him, who are you? And who allowed you to enter? However, at the end, he informed him that he is Malakul Maut. And he came to give him a news that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made someone his Khalil. Subhanallah. Then he asked, okay, I would love to meet that person, even if I have to travel a long distance. And the Malakul Maut said, it is nobody other than you, subhanallah. So he gave him the glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed the title of Khalil upon him. And then he told him that based on what was he granted this title of Khalil? Because of his kindness, his generosity to others. Subhanallah, that he was granted the title of being the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal granted Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam this honor that every prophet after him would be from his family. This is why one of his appellation is Abul Anbiya, meaning father of the prophets. He has been mentioned in the Quran 56 times, and he has been described with these qualities in the glorious Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions his title of Khalil in the Holy Quran. Khalil means close friend. And he also bestowed the title of Halim upon him. And what does Halim mean? It means extremely forbearing. And subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal has also granted him the title of Awwah, meaning soft-hearted, and Munib, which means returning to Allah. And he was also granted the title of Siddiq, meaning the one who always speaks the truth. SubhanAllah. Ya alayhi salam was born in the land of Ahwaz, in a location known as Sus, and his father then took him to Babylon, which was a part of the kingdom of Namrud at the time. Allah Azza wa Jal granted Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam the authority and wisdom, showing him everything in the heavens and on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. And we show Ibrahim the entire kingdom of the heavens and the earth in a like manner, and so that he becomes of those who believe with certainty of sight. SubhanAllah. The scholars of tafsir and the historians, they both narrate that Namrud bin Kanaan was a tyrant ruler. He introduced the custom of wearing a crown. This king would force people to worship him. And there were many soothsayers and astrologers that were present in his court. One night he saw a dream in which a star had risen due to its incredible illumination. It extinguished the light of the sun and the moon, and he became terrified after seeing this dream, and he summoned his soothsayers to explain the meaning of what he saw in the dream. They said that a boy will be born in his kingdom that same year, who will become the means by which his kingdom will come to an end, with those following Namrud also being destroyed by this boy. Namrud became worried and he gave the order to kill every newborn, and women and men must live separately. Even though he appointed people to survey and enforce these laws, nobody can change what Allah wills, right? That the noble mother of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, she became pregnant, and the soothsayers conveyed the news that a woman is bearing the child who would be the cause of Namrud's downfall. However, because the noble mother was of young age, nobody realized that she was pregnant. When the birth of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was near, his mother went to a hidden room under the earth, meaning in a basement, which his blessed father had kept prepared far away from the city. Thus, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was born there. And the entrance to this hidden place would be sealed off with stones. His noble mother would go there every day to feed her child, and when she would arrive, she would see that he alayhi salam was sucking the tip of his finger from which milk was flowing. SubhanAllah. He alayhi salam grew up very quickly. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam possesses many great and grand qualities. Some of those attributes, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to learn in today's episode and program. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam would offer his worship in the most excellent of ways. He alayhi salam would perform salah with great enthusiasm and would become upset knowing that the people had become negligent of worship. Sayyidina Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam once said, "Oh my Lord, it saddens me that I am the only one on this land who worships you." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent angels who would pray and stay with him. SubhanAllah. Dear brothers, we've heard how Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what a great passion he had to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the enthusiasm to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to pray our salah and to do many ibadat for our love and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at his devotion. It would sadden him that nobody else besides him was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah. And you can only have this concern if you yourself are devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must hurt our hearts that if others are not praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, others are not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this mindset we get from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he would become very sad seeing that people have abandoned the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays, we have no care or concern for salah, for our prayers. We do not have the desire to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should reflect and contemplate Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal, who is free from sins, and he has this deep-rooted passion for worship. We, on the other hand, despite our book of deeds being filled with sins and not knowing whether we will gain salvation, we are still negligent of salah and have no worry for it. We are called to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day, but we remain busy in our work. We are worried about our shops, our businesses. We have concern for our business and jobs, but it is a sad state of affairs that there is no concern for salah. If only we are granted with this concern and consideration for our salah and care for salah, inshallah azza wa jal, the situation could be different. Allahu Akbar. We need to reflect and learn these madani pearls from the lives of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, from the lives of the pious predecessors. And this is what we can take away in this beautiful month of Dhul-Hijjah, is learn to inculcate that level of faith and devotion like that of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, like that of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, like that of Sayyida Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Dear brothers, inshallah, let's listen to some of the narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that serves as warnings for those who are negligent of the ibadah and the worship and the salah. The one who regularly performs salah, it will be a light for that individual. It will be a guidance and salvation for him. Whereas for the one who does not offer salah, and he does not offer salah consistently, it will not be a light, guidance, or a means of salvation for him. On the day of judgment, that person will be raised with the likes of Qarun, Fir'aun, Haman, and Ubay bin Khalaf. Allahu Akbar. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the one who misses the Asr prayer intentionally, it is as if he has lost his family and property. The embodiment of light, the king of all prophets sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stated that there is a valley in hell in which there are snakes that are as wide as the neck of a camel. The snake will bite the one who does not pray. Its poison will remain in the body and its effect will be felt for 70 years. Then his flesh will rot, causing it to be separated from the bones. Allah, Allah. The etiquette of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when we look at his life, it is also something to really admire. And his etiquettes, his manners were so impeccable. And he had the highest caliber of morals and ethics, subhanAllah. Allah Azza wa Jal gave him the command to remain steadfast upon them. Hence it is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Allah Almighty said to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, O my Khalil, continue displaying good manners even if the ones in front of you are disbelievers. By doing so, you will come under the category of Abrar. Abrar are the pious. Subhanallah, the virtuous people. Indeed, for the ones who have good etiquettes, I have declared for them the shade of my throne. I will satiate them from my holy court and I will bring him closer to my mercy. Subhanallah. So, having good morals, good manners, it is from the Sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one hadith he says that the closest person to me will be that individual who has the best of manners. When we look at the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, we realize that he was supreme in these qualities. Upon the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, he was prepared to sacrifice his own son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Thus, upon the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, leaving his wife, Sayyida Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the young son in the desert, is a display of obedience and acceptance and that level of faith and devotion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire, he said, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me and He is best disposer of affairs. Thus, nothing apart from the ropes were burned as a result. Subhanallah. If we want to learn and reflect over the teachings of faith and devotion, subhanallah, we should learn from here. As when he was being thrown into the fire, these were his words. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me and he is best disposer of affairs. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was extremely generous and hospitable. It is mentioned that he would not eat until guests were sitting on the dining mat. One day, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam arrived at his home with 10 or 12 angels accompanying him. After greeting the host, they entered the house. All the angels were in the form of beautiful humans. They had arrived at the time that was not usual for a guest to show up. And they entered the house without seeking permission. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he catered for his guests as per his usual hospitable manner and brought them a roasted calf, but they refused to eat. Due to these three actions of the guests, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam began to consider if these were his enemies. In that time, when someone entered the house of his enemy, he would not eat or drink in it. Hence, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had feelings of worry and he was concerned. Upon seeing this, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, O Prophet of Allah, remain unworried, you know. There's no worry. There's no need to worry about it. As we are angels sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are here for two purposes. The first is to give you the glad tiding that Allah Azza wa Jal will bless you with a knowledgeable child. And our second thing that we have arrived for is to punish the nation of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. It is reported from Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, Allah Almighty sent my friend Jibreel alayhi salam towards Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam with this message that, O Ibrahim, I did not make you Khalil because you are my servant who performs the most worship. Rather, I made you my Khalil because your heart is the most generous from amongst the people of faith. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Hubayd bin Umair rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam would be hospitable towards his guests. And one day, a guest did not arrive, so he alayhi salam left the house in search of another guest. But he could not find someone that he could invite at home. So he alayhi salam returned, only to see a man standing in his house. So he said, O bondman of Allah, who admitted you into my home? The man replied, I have entered with the permission of my Rabb Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam asked, Who are you? He replied, I am the angel of death. I have been sent towards a servant from the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that I may give him the glad tidings that Allah Azza wa Jal has made him his friend, his Khalil. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam stated that, Who is this person? I swear by Allah, if you tell me about him and where he lives, Even if he lives in a distant city, I would still go and remain with him until death separates us. The angel of death, Malakul Maut, alayhi salam, he said that that individual is you. He stated, me? The angel of death responded, yes, it's you. He, alayhi salam, further asked, why has Allah Azza wa Jal made me his Khalil? And the Malakul Maut replied that this is because you give to people and do not ask them in return. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Khalid bin Ma'dan, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that when a bowl of grapes would be presented to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he would perform the zikr of Allah azza wa jal whilst eat each individual grape. Subhanallah. Look at how devoted he was. Whether he was in a state of his privacy or he was with people, he always remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when he was falling into the fire, such a huge fire of Namrud, he was still making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would say, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah, Allah. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was the first to do certain things, such as his hair was the first to become white. He alayhi salam was the first to apply henna, meaning mehndi, to his white hair, and the dye of katam, meaning the blue leaves of katam, subhanallah. He alayhi salam was the first to wear a pair of sewn trousers, and he was the first to deliver a khutbah on a pulpit. He was the first to perform jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was the first to cater and be hospitable towards guests. Subhanallah. He alayhi salam was the first to prepare the dish of sarid. Sarid is a dish in which bread is soaked in the gravy or in the curry. And he was the first to hug someone when greeting them. Subhanallah. So these were the practices that were initiated by Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Subhanallah. We are learning these beautiful reflections of faith and devotion. And this is regarding the devoted friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khalil of Allah, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Khalilullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we are discussing the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's go for a moment and listen to some beautiful couplets in the naat of the Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter we shall return and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 Aqa.
وہ کون ہے جن کے در پر مانگنے والا نہیں نہیں سنتا؟ وہ کون ہے جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے؟ وہ کون ہے جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی؟ وہ کون ہے جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائے؟ یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں، جود و کرم والے، سخاوت والے، رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں۔
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا۔
تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے، وہ ہے قطرہ تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے، وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا، تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے، وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا، تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے، وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
فیض ہے یا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا، فیض ہے یا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا،
آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب،
یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علوم کیا جانے، فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علوم کیا جانے،
خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ مہمان، آسمان
خان زمین خان زمانہ مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شربت تیرا نہیں سنتا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز, سبحان اللہ, اینڈ یو آر واچنگ دا سلسلہ عید ریفلیکشنز. الحمدللہ, ٹوڈے وی آر ڈسکسنگ دا ریفلیکشن آف فیتھ اینڈ ڈیووشن, اینڈ دس از ود ریگارڈس ٹو دی لیسنز دیٹ وی ڈیرائیو فرام دا لائف آف دی نوبل پرافٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, سیدنا ابراہیم خلیل اللہ علی نبینا و علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. سیدنا ابراہیم علیہ السلام کانسٹنٹلی سپورٹڈ اینڈ پروپگیٹڈ دا بلیف آف توحید, ہز ڈیووشن ٹو دی ونس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, اینڈ آبجیکٹڈ ٹو دا ایکٹس آف ڈسبلیف. دین ڈیورنگ ون نائٹ ہی سو دی پلینٹ آف وینس اینڈ جوپیٹر, دین بیگین ٹو پریچ ٹو پیپل اباؤٹ دا ونس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. دس از بیکاز ڈیورنگ دس ایرا پیپل وڈ ورشپ اسٹارز, اینڈ ہی علیہ السلام پریچڈ دیٹ ایوری تھنگ واز براٹ ان ٹو ایگزسٹنس, اینڈ اٹ میننگ دا اسٹارز ایون آر سم تھنگ دیٹ ول پیرش, اٹ کین ناٹ بی ورشپڈ, رادر اٹ انٹ سیلف از ڈیپینڈنٹ آن ادر تھنگز ان ایگزسٹنس وچ ول کنٹینیو ٹو چینج ان نیچر اینڈ اتھارٹی. ہینس سیدنا ابراہیم علیہ السلام looked towards the stars and said, do you call this my Lord? Then when it disappeared, he said, I do not like those that disappear. Meaning, the thing in which such changes occur can never be worthy of worship. After that, he alayhi salam saw the shining moon and said, do you call this my Lord? Then when it disappeared, he said, if my Lord had not guided me, I too would be amongst the misguided. There was a warning for his nation in this, that he alayhi salam declared the ones who worshipped the moon as misguided and announced himself as being upon guidance. Subhanallah. We also learn that these statements of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam were only for him to reject. After that, he saw the radiant sun and said, do you call this my Lord? This is even greater. Then when it set, he said, O my nation, I am adverse towards the things which you associate with Allah Azza wa Jal. Like so, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had proven that every star, no matter how big or small, was not capable of being a deity. For them to be worshipped is incorrect. And Ibrahim alayhi salam expressed disgust at the shirk the nation was committing. After this, he alayhi salam explained the true religion of Islam. He taught people about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The statements of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam regarding the stars, moon and sun were made to advise the people, and ma'azallah, it wasn't about himself. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam announced his prophethood, then from amongst his household, he began with his uncle when it came to inviting towards goodness. And he, alayhi salam, invited his uncle to refrain from committing polytheism and to believe that Allah Azza wa Jal is one and only worthy of worship. Instead of accepting the truth, the uncle of Sayyidina Ibrahim, alayhi salam, instead, he became an enemy. And this incident is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Maryam, verse number 42 and 43, translation from Kanzul Iman. When he said to his father, meaning paternal uncle, O my father, why do you worship the one who neither hears nor sees and cannot benefit you in any way? O my father, indeed there has come to me that knowledge which did not come to you. Therefore, follow me. I will show you the straight path. In this noble verse of the Holy Quran, the uncle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is referred to as father. In explaining this, Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has stated that the name of the uncle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is Azar, as it is derived from encyclopedic sources. Sayyidina Allama Jalaluddin As-Suyuti rahimahullah ta'ala wrote the same in Masalikul Hunafa, the practice of referring to one's uncle as their father is common in every country, in every region, especially in Arabia. We find evidence for this in the Holy Quran. Translation from Kanzul Iman. We shall worship He who is your God and the God of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq. Within this verse of the Holy Quran, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam is mentioned to be amongst the preceding fathers of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, whereas Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam is his uncle. Subhanallah. In summary, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam undertook every method of explanation, but his uncle was not prepared to leave the religion of his forefathers. The uncle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam did not accept anything that was said to him, and instead he became an enemy of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam after this. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went on to also invite his nation towards goodness. They too, they did not listen to him. However, he remained engaged in inviting them towards goodness and removing them from the darkness of disbelief and polytheism. They did not refrain from these evil acts and also ended up becoming the enemy of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam as well. As it is said that his own nation, they said, kill him or burn him, uqtuluhu or harriquhu. This is how they turned against him. Allama Mufti Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that Namrud and his nation agreed upon setting fire to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. They confined him in a building and gathered wood together for a month. Having done this, they kindled an enormous fire, which was so large that the birds, when they would fly in the sky above the fire, they would be burned to ashes by its heat. They had a catapult set up, and having tied up Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, used it to launch him into the fire. At that time, the blessed tongue of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was reciting Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil, meaning Allah Almighty is sufficient for me and He is the greatest organizer of affairs. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he requested, is there anything needed to be done? Ibrahim alayhi salam, he responded to him that, no, not from you. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam requested, kindly ask from your Rabb. And it was stated in reply by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, by asking, it is enough for me that He knows my state. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The shair says very beautifully in Urdu, Janta hai mera Rabbe Jaleel, aag mein padta hai ab uska khaleel. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knew about the deep devotion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and He did not allow the fire to burn Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then He commanded the fire. Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O fire, become cool and peaceful for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Besides the ties upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the fire did not burn anything else of his. Its heat reduced to naught with its light still remaining. Subhanallah. This is the miracle of unshakable faith and devotion. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to follow into the footsteps and to grant us this unwavering and unshakable faith for the sake of His beloved Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil amin. Dear viewers, we have, mashallah, a very beautiful Madani pearl of advices, inshallah. So we are going to go and listen to it from our Muballigh of Dawat Islami. Thereafter, we shall return and move towards the conclusion of today's program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Brothers and sisters in Islam, have you ever envisioned a journey where every step you take and every word you recite and every drop of sweat becomes a way to earn the pleasure of Allah Almighty? That journey is none other than the Hajj, which is not just a pillar of Islam, but a transformative spiritual experience commanded by Allah Almighty Himself. Allah Almighty commands in the glorious Quran, and performing Hajj of this house for the sake of Allah is an obligation upon the people who have the means to reach it. This journey isn't merely physical. It transforms the heart and soul. It's not a vacation. It's an invitation from Allah Almighty to His blessed house. Let's take a moment to reflect. Millions of Muslims from every corner of the globe, dressed uniformly in white, have gathered in one place, chanting together, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. I am here, O Allah, I am here. This chant is not mere words. It's a statement of love and devotion. You abandon your comforts, ego, and status and declare to your Lord, I am yours. According to Sunan al-Tirmizi, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, whoever performs Hajj without engaging in sinning will return like the day his mother gave birth to him. A chance to wipe your sins clean. Who wouldn't want that? But do you know how old this ritual is? The rites of Hajj were practiced even by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Almighty commanded him to raise the foundations of the Kaaba and call people to perform the pilgrimage. Until today, we follow the footsteps of this Prophet and his blessed family. Like when we walk briskly between Safa and Marwa, we remember the struggle of Sayyidatuna Hajira radiallahu anha in search of water for her child. Hajj teaches us simplicity. No fancy clothes, no showing off, just two white pieces of cloth from men's ihram. And what defines you? Not your name, nor title, but servitude to Allah Almighty. Dear youth, Hajj isn't just for elders. The invitation to Allah Almighty's house is for you too. Don't delay it, thinking you'll go someday. If you're able, go. It could be the turning point of your life. If you're unable, learn about it, yearn for it, because love for Hajj brings reward as well. May Allah Almighty grant us the privilege to visit His blessed house, perform Hajj sincerely, and return with our slates wiped clean. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah. We were listening to a beautiful nasiha by the Mubaligh of Da'wat Islami. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to mere amal. And the Madani pearls, Ameen, Bijahin, Nabi Jilameen. We're discussing the reflections of faith and devotion. And the faith and devotion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, as we discussed from these parables that we learn from the Holy Quran. Allah, Allah, it is truly faith refreshing. We should observe how many difficulties Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam endured for the propagation and spreading of Islam. Yes, we can gather an idea from this, that these incidents that took place and all the pain and suffering and the hardship that he went through, it was all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he called people to worship Allah azza wa jal, instead of the false objects of worship, rather than accepting and welcoming this da'wah and this propagation towards one true God, they instead became enemies seeking to harm him. Ma'adullah. They even attempted to burn him alive. However, the hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jal, His divine ordinance, was something else. It overpowered their evil plans. And He Azza wa Jal protected Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam by cooling the fire. We learn from this incident that one should remain steadfast and continue to invite towards goodness, and not panic or sway when any difficulties arise. Those who invite towards goodness are commended and praised in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Sajda in verse 33, translation from Kanzul Iman, and whose speech is better than he who calls towards his Lord and does righteous deeds and says, I am a Muslim. In explaining this blessed verse, Mufti Sayyid Taimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he writes that Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has stated that according to me, this verse was revealed in regards to the muazzins who give adhan and call to prayer. And there is a saying that whoever calls to Allah Azza wa Jal in any way, meaning everyone who invites towards goodness, they are included in this. Subhanallah. So these were some of the lessons that we could derive and learn from the inspirational life events of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, his beloved wife Sayyida Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, and his son Sayyidina Ismail ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I hope that this Eid we have learned these lessons throughout the month of Zulhijjah, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and this we can keep and commit to memory and let it inspire us throughout our lives. Inshallah, ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The moon has risen, hearts are bright. Eid has come with joy and light. But deeper still, beyond delight, is meaning youth must hold tight.
Reflections, deep reflections.